U.S. halts extradition treaty with Hong Kong over national security law. By Gabrielle Reyes on August 20, 2020. The U.S. suspended its extradition treaty with Hong Kong on Wednesday, as the Trump administration continues to rescind Hong Kong's special privileges in response to China's imposition of a controversial national security law on the traditionally semi-autonomous city. The extradition treaty was one of three bilateral agreements with Hong Kong that the U.S. State Department said it had suspended. These agreements covered the surrender of fugitive offenders, the transfer of sentenced persons, and reciprocal tax exemptions on income derived from the international operation of ships, U.S. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortigas said on Wednesday. These steps underscore our deep concern regarding Beijing's decision to impose the national security law, which has crushed the freedoms of the people of Hong Kong, Ortigas added. The U.S. State Department said the suspension of bilateral agreements served as part of the United States' ongoing response to Hong Kong's new national security law, imposed on the city by the Chinese Communist Party in late May. On July 14, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order declaring that Hong Kong was no longer sufficiently autonomous to justify differential treatment in relation to the People's Republic of China because of the national security law. The new law undermines Hong Kong's limited autonomy, which is allowed under a one-country, two-systems policy agreed to by Beijing after Britain handed the city back to China from colonial rule in 1997. Under the 1997 policy, laws passed in Beijing do not legally apply in Hong Kong. Despite this, Hong Kong police have already arrested citizens for violating the new crimes listed under the national security law, which include collusion with the foreign government, secession, terrorism, and subversion of state power, a vague term designed as a catch-all. Under the new law, anyone in Hong Kong found guilty of the national security crimes faces a minimum of 10 years in prison. The U.S. State Department announced its suspension of bilateral agreements with Hong Kong less than 2 weeks after the Trump administration issued economic sanctions on Hong Kong's pro-China chief executive, Carrie Lam, on August 7 for implementing Beijing's policies of suppression of freedom and democratic processes in Hong Kong.